a special holiday weekend daily update. I want to welcome everybody today. Tomorrow is the Spring Day holiday, so our next weekday update will be on Monday. So we hope you can all join us again next Monday at 4:30. So we have another great show to finish out the week here with you. This is, as you all know, the second day of Passover, and tomorrow begins Easter weekend. So we hope that everyone can take a moment just to be thankful for all of the good things that we have in our lives, even during this critical time right now. Just try to focus on everything that is good in our world and in our lives. So as I have said many, many times, many of you have heard me say, is that we have the honor of living in the greatest nation, our greatest city in the nation. And the reason for that is our wonderful citizens and the fact that we all come together. We all come together in times of celebration, but we also come together in times of need. And it really has been so touching to see all of the acts of kindness and generosity out in our community, individuals helping neighbors and on large and small scales. So again, think of something that you can do for someone else out in our community. I also want to remind you guys, dance party's going on. I don't ruin any surprises, but the song that won today was Shakira, and I think it's My Hips Don't Lie. So we certainly can't have me doing any dancing to a song like that, because I'd probably throw a hip at my age. But remember, 6 p.m. this evening, it has been wonderful to see all of the pictures and the videos that have been shared really from throughout the United States, but mostly here in our community. It really seems to be a ray of light for everyone during the long days of being cooped up in your homes. So 6 p.m., it's our wonderful partnership with iHeartRadio, and it's all six of their stations. It's 93.3 FLZ, Mix 107, 95.7 The Beat, Roomba 106.5, and 98 Rock. And remember to share your photos and your videos at City of Tampa, and then hashtag HappyAtHomeTPA. So please share all those videos and those photographs, because it really is wonderful to see. And if you get a second and you don't necessarily like to dance like me, you can go on that hashtag HappyAtHomeTPA, and you can see all of the videos and all of the photos. Oh, I left out US 103.5. I think that's a country station, so we can't leave them out. All right, let's have a case update. We just had an emergency policy group call earlier today at 1:30, and the case update is 644 total positive cases for Hillsborough County, including 9 deaths. In Florida, there are 16,364 total cases with 354 deaths, and that's for, as I stated, for the entire state of Florida. So the physical distancing, it's starting to show, our statistics are starting to show that really is working in keeping down the number of cases and reducing the number of deaths associated. And we all know it is the physical distancing that ensures that we're able to not transmit or to get the COVID virus. So make sure that no matter what you do, you're keeping that 6-foot distance between yourself and others. And then also the simple disinfecting, washing your hands for 20 seconds, and then also making sure that you are disinfecting any surfaces that can be touched by anyone in the public. Very, very, very important, and not touching your face. CDC came out with a recommendation: if you have to be outside, when you are outside, please wear a mask, or you go into any locations where you're in close proximity to others. If you have to go to the grocery store, you're not able to order online or have groceries delivered, then wear a mask in those locations, and again, don't touch your face. So any public locations. I have to thank Andrea Zellman. She had a friend of hers that is making these masks. Alcadessa loves this mask because it's got little paw prints on it, and I wear this whenever I am outside as well. So wear masks if they're at all available. Doesn't have to be a surgical N95 mask. It can be any type of a mask that prevents the particles from either you ingesting them or you secreting those out into the public. So very, very important. I want everybody to please stay safe and stay healthy. Now we have an incredible guest today, not only because he is an amazing attorney, but he's a good friend of mine. So Stephen Bernstein is just a wonderful person. I actually met him when he was the chair of the Chamber of Commerce, Tampa Bay Chamber of Commerce. So he is a well-respected labor attorney here in Tampa and is a managing partner of Fisher Phillips Law Firm. He's also a member of the firm's COVID-19 Task Force, which is a cross-disciplinary team of attorneys dedicated to advising employers on the many workplace law aspects of the global coronavirus pandemic. So welcome you, welcome and thank you so much for taking your time. I know how valuable it is. So thanks for being here with us. So we have a couple of questions. Remember, you can send your questions in. Ashley Bauman is back there. She is taking all of those down, and she'll ask additional questions as well. So let's start out with who is eligible for the small business loans?
Well, thank you, Madam Mayor. And this is a question we're getting a good bit in our firm. There was legislation that some folks may recall a week before last that was part of a broader bill called the CARES Act, and it's trying to do something very monumental, which is infusing a tremendous amount of money into the economy, and one component of that is through these small business loans. And those businesses with 500 or fewer employees are able to take advantage of what's called the Paycheck Protection Program, which offers up to total forgiveness on loans that can approach up to $10 million. So they're substantial, and the whole purpose of this program is essentially to provide a tax-free grant to businesses to incentivize them to keep their people employed to the extent they're able to do so.
Mm-hmm. Now, one of the questions I know that comes up is that this is predicated on keeping your employees. That really is the whole point, is to keep your work staff together and keep that business moving forward. Now, a lot of businesses have had to lay their employees off already. So if they hire them back, does that make them eligible for this funding?
It does indeed, and it's a great question because all is not lost for those businesses. There is a provision within this this bill that looks to what those employers have done since February 15th, and if they have laid folks off, and for many it's been unavoidable, they may still qualify for forgiveness to the extent that they reemploy them between now and June 30th. So there are opportunities still to take advantage of the forgiveness piece.
Excellent. So what's the criteria for forgiveness of the loan?
Yeah, so they first look at your average monthly payroll over the calendar year 19 or over the 12 months preceding your loan. And basically your loan availability is a factor of 2.5 times your average monthly payroll, which is basically 10 weeks of payroll. And then from there, once you are able to land the loan, they're going to look at what you do with that money over the 8 weeks thereafter. And to the extent that you spend it on payroll, but not just payroll, lease obligations, it may include even rent and mortgage interest, you're able to roll that into the forgiveness provisions. And then it's simple math. They're going to look at your average payroll during those 8 weeks relative to periods of time last year. And so long as your payroll is relatively close to those payroll levels before all this happened, you may qualify for total forgiveness, which is substantial. Mm-hmm. Even if the payroll sizes are somewhat smaller over the next 8 weeks, you'll still qualify for at least partial forgiveness. And that's nothing to rule out. Mm-hmm. And worst case scenario with no forgiveness, the loans are still paid back at 1% interest, 6 months deferred, and you'll have up to 2 years to pay them back. So there's a lot of relief there.
Wow, there really is. That's great. I didn't know that it was scaled in that way. I knew that it could turn into a grant or, you know, loan forgiveness. But that's good that there are a number of layers depending on what you can or can't do with your small business. So that's wonderful. Can the amount eligible for forgiveness be reduced if the company engages in layoffs or reduces compensation? So I think that you've answered that. If so, what's the criteria for the reduction? Is there an actual formula already for that, or is that something that is going to come?
Yeah, you get into a lot of math.
which we don't want to do with me.
Yeah, that's why I went to law school, was to avoid that. But it's a simple fraction, really. They're going to look at, on the payroll side, the average number of employees on your payroll over the eight-week period following loan origination, mm-hmm. relative to average monthly payroll during a period either last summer for businesses that weren't in business last summer, more recently. And the other piece you touched on is the law also expects you to maintain wages of those who are employed. So if you were to cut wages by more than 25% during that average payroll period, that's also going to count against you.
Okay. Well, that's good. That's good for the employees, that's for sure. Now, does the loan cover leave paid under the new EPSL or the EFMLA requirements? And that's the Emergency Family Medical Leave Act. And then what's the EPSL?
Yeah, Emergency Paid Sick Leave.
Oh, there we go. That's right.
A lot of acronyms for small businesses.
Right.
The short answer to your question is no, but there's relief there too. The reason those payments aren't eligible for forgiveness is because small businesses will be able to recoup their expenses there through tax credit relief on a quarterly basis. And so they're not going to encourage double dipping, so to speak. Mm-hmm. But the good news there is that there's a path toward total relief on that side as well.
Okay, good. Well, that's good. You know, it may not be the loan doesn't cover it, but there's other provisions for it. So that's good. All right, here comes the question. Where can I go online for more assistance?
Well, there's a lot of good sites out there, and I think the first place to look is at the SBA.gov website, which is chock full of information. And those of you who end up going to a lender, they're going to be looking at some of the same information, including model loan applications and those sorts of things. But you don't need to stop there. Certainly our law firm, but also many other law firms, are putting out a terrific amount of information that changes by the day. You know, the world is rapidly evolving. And I have to give a plug, too, for the Tampa Bay Chamber, because their website is top-notch. They've updated it as well. And even the U.S. Chamber, I have to say, has one of the best summaries of this law I've seen. They break it down into user-friendly terms.
Good, good. And that's probably the best bet, because I know a lot of these, you and I had a conversation before we started here about, you know, a lot of these helplines that, you know, they're, you just cannot get through. So go to those online locations, and it really is step-by-step what I've seen on the different locations. And we actually have a great relationship here with the head of the SBA out of the White House, Ashley Bell. We spoke to him a couple of times. I personally spoke to him a couple of times this week. So he's been to Tampa in his short tenure. He's already personally been down here a couple of times and is really focused on helping us as a community get back up on our feet. So that's wonderful. So really what we have said all week long is that these are all new programs, and the federal government doesn't move at breakneck speed. But I tell you, all of my years involved in government work, this is the fastest I've seen the federal government move, is in these relief programs. So, but there still needs to be a great deal of patience, because this money, especially the payroll money, is coming into the banks and the savings and loans, and that they are the ones that are going to administer this. And so, you know, it's a work in progress by everyone. So it's going to take a lot of patience and a lot of hard work on everyone's part to make sure that the money gets to where it needs to be and it gets there quickly. Are there any complementary state or local programs that business owners can apply for?
Yes, certainly. Nothing we've talked about today rules out the possibility of other shorter, long-term loans and relief. And certainly that's true at the state level. Even at the federal level, there are other programs. There's an emergency disaster loan program that may be available to help supplement some of these payments. And just today, I saw the Federal Reserve came out with an announcement about a new and expanded loan facility program called the Main Street Loan Facility. This is just in the last few hours that this information came out, with loans ranging from $1 to $25 million. They don't have the same forgiveness components, but I have to say there's a lot more product out there today than there was even 2 weeks ago.
That's great. That is, but make sure that you're looking at all of these options as well, because there's different, you know, if it's a loan, if it has forgiveness components in it, what the interest rate is, you know, what works best for your business. And then on the state level, the bridge loans, the $50 million, those are coming out as well. So we tried with Congresswoman Castor, we were asking about if they had any information on if those loans had been, that $50 million had been exhausted, and it really is not clear if it has or it hasn't. So if you haven't applied, you'll go ahead and try for that as well. And then on the local level, we here in the city of Tampa, I've alluded to this in a couple of our other Facebooks, are putting together, our team has been working. It's easy to say put a program together that can provide financial assistance to individuals and small businesses. It's a lot easier to say that than to actually do it and put it into practice. So we will be making an announcement early next week about a program that will help individuals and small businesses, and you know, just with those issues that need to be addressed immediately. We all need food and shelter. And so we've talked to a number of community partners, the Crisis Center, Feeding Tampa Bay, Metropolitan Ministries, and they've all been on our Facebook Live and talked about all of the individuals that they are helping in our community in a variety of ways. And I just heard a statistic, I think it was on the EPG call in, that Feeding Tampa Bay was up over 900,000 meals that they have already given out in the community in a very, very short time span. So there's a lot of assistance out there, and you know, if you can't find it, then let us know, and we will help you, and I'll give you some information here at the end to contact as well. So what are the minimum and maximum number of employees? You said 500 or less employees a company can have and still be eligible to apply for this program.
Yeah, I think some of the questions touch on variations of that. You know, what's counted in the 500, what isn't. It's a fairly simple test. It's all full and part-time employees. What it doesn't include are independent contractors, those who you might be paying on a 1099. And the reason for that is because independent contractors themselves, if you're listening, you may qualify for the loans as an employer yourself. You may have as few as one employee and still potentially qualify. So that's an interesting aspect of the program. Mm-hmm.
That's good. And also, their nonprofits are in there as well in the CARES Act. And for those organizations that provide services, and also for our religious, for our churches as well, churches and synagogues and mosques, there is a component in there as well. So there's something for everyone. You just have to be able to locate that, and there's plenty of assistance out there if anybody needs it. Ashley, do we have any other questions?
We do. So William from Telemundo said that a viewer called today saying that the application for small business assistance is complicated to fill out. She's a Harbor Island small business owner, and says she got rejected and cannot go to another bank. How can she get help?
Well, I have to say, I feel her pain because I've looked at the loan. It is complicated. It's never as easy as you'd like it to be. I gotta believe that other lenders may be out there to provide assistance. And what I've been trying to tell my clients is don't give up, stay on this. This is a $350 billion program. And I know there's some anxiety about busy signals and maybe even websites that can't handle the volume. But I really would encourage her and others to get out there, try other lenders, see who's available, because I've been impressed, just like our mayor has, at how streamlined this is. And I think it's going to take some persistence and maybe staying up late a few nights to work through those loans. But the reward may well be worth it.
Yeah, and that was a question along those lines the other day, that someone had gone to their lender and they didn't participate. And the suggestion was, just as you said, just continue on to different lenders and you'll be able to find one that is well-versed in the application process and also, you know, is handling these loans. So, and it might be some of the bigger banks that you may be, that may be your best bet, but I wouldn't rule out any of them. All right, anything else, Ashley?
Yeah, Councilman Citro said, how should people go about avoiding scams?
What a great question. Well, I'm glad he raised it, because I have to say, and it's unfortunate, but I'm seeing an uptick in those sorts of things. Our own lawyers in a firm like ours are getting spammed with messaging, and our clients are sharing more of that from their employees, and it's clear when you read them that they do not come from reputable sources. Sometimes the best advice I can give folks is, if something sounds too good to be true, right? It usually is. But as Councilman Citro points out, there are some unscrupulous characters out there. And the other thing I would simply say is that go to multiple lenders, perhaps, to compare terms. And rather than simply click on a link without vetting it, get a sense of where that link is, scroll over it long enough to get a sense of the address. And if that address doesn't match up with what they're purporting it to be, that should certainly be setting off some red flags.
Yeah, and there are a lot of those emails. You know, they make them look as legitimate as they possibly can. So it's good advice. If it looks too good to be true, then it probably is. And remember that, as with any program like this, of this magnitude, there are going to be individuals out there that are just ready to take advantage. And the same thing with the stimulus checks. You know, if anybody ever asks you for personal information, anyone offers to navigate you through the process for a fee, or they'll get your check for you faster, that just doesn't occur. So make sure that you're going to a reputable financial lender, or, you know, whoever your banker is the best bet. If they don't participate, then, you know, a reputable, well-known group that you can go to, just to ensure that you're not being taken advantage of. Because the last thing that we can have is that during this time of crisis for so many, is that they are taken advantage of during the darkest hour. So we certainly can't have that. Any other questions?
Yes, ma'am. There's a few from social media now. Russ on Facebook asks, where can we pick up and drop off unemployment forms?
I don't know, Madam Mayor, if you're picking up on any alternative sources. It is a challenge right now with social distancing guidelines and the stay-at-home order, which we need to be following. But are you picking up any information?
Online, I know Senator Janet Cruz, that she has the form online, and you can go on her website, Senator Janet Cruz, C-R-U-Z, and she is a state senator for our area, and she has the form there, so it can be printed off of her website. And she also has, she said that she's put 100 copies a day, paper copies, outside of her office, and that they're gone by the end of the day. She has also partnered with Hillsborough County Schools, and they are distributing food to their students at 125 different sites throughout Hillsborough County. And she is having the unemployment forms put in with those lunches and delivered as well. So there are places that you can get those forms. I'm not sure if you can get them off of the state website, but I know that you can get them from our Senator Janet Cruz.
All right, Big Dog 2001 asks on Twitter, I live in downtown Tampa and I have no relief for my April rent. Are there programs available to help pay for my rent?
Yeah. Do you know of any?
You know, if those programs are out there, they're not subsumed within this federal legislation. I know we were talking earlier about relief that came from the governor's office on the eviction side, which needed to come down. But you know, I still have my eyes open for supplemental relief programs mm-hmm. like that. I haven't run into mm-hmm. anything in that regard. Have you?
Right. No, I haven't. But I do know that our sheriff Chad Cronister got with the chief judge Ron Figueroa early on weeks ago. And they had put a moratorium on any evictions. And the governor has since done that from the state level. So my suggestion to anyone who is behind in their rent or on their mortgage is to go and talk to the landlord, talk to the lender, and you know, just let them know the situation that you're in. You certainly are not alone. A lot of landlords are using deposits as rent payments, and then a lot of the banks are taking mortgage payments and putting them on the end of the mortgage so that you don't have to worry about paying that back. As I said, we are going to be looking at a program in the city, but it's going to be for specific geographic areas, as we're putting some federal funding that we can utilize, and then some CRA funding along with donations as well. So we're going to help as many people as we possibly can starting next week. So I know that doesn't help right now, but the fact that there's a moratorium on the eviction should really bring you some relief and some peace for now.
Final question from Facebook. Joel on Facebook says, can I file for unemployment if I haven't been laid off but can't work? He works for a catering company with no events right now.
And the short answer is probably yes. I think a lot of employees in the state of Florida are maybe pleasantly surprised at how available the unemployment comp system is to them when work is unavailable. What we're finding as we dig deeper is that the word furlough has many different meanings to many different people. But at the end of the day, if you've been displaced from work and it's not available, then there's a very good hope that perhaps you can file for unemployment and take advantage of benefits that, ironically, have been infused to a huge degree by another component of this federal legislation within the CARES Act, which basically adds to the state unemployment comp rolls another $600 a week in potential benefits. I'm not saying that every situation will qualify mm-hmm. to that degree, but that certainly can ease the pain for a lot of Florida citizens.
Mm-hmm. And then doubles the number of weeks, right?
The
eligibility.
Exactly. The duration also is impacted. So like so many things we've talked about today, I would err on the side of assuming there may be something out mm-hmm. there for you. And I thought you made a great point that we may be isolated or feel isolated right now. We're telecommuting. Many of us might feel a little lonely, but the phones still work. And this is time for a human conversation, whether it's with your landlord, whether it's with your lender, whether it's with your employer or your employees. This is not the time to chill conversation. Mm-hmm. I think there's likely to be a lot of sympathetic ears out there.
Yeah, without a doubt. All right. Well, thank you so much. We really appreciate it for you taking time today, Steve.
My pleasure. And thank you for your leadership. Thanks to your staff. I don't know where we'd be without you.
Well, good, good. Thanks. All right. And remember, as always, you can get all of the up-to-date information from our website, tampagov.net. And then we have our call center. You can call 833-TPA-INFO. I'm going to get all of these acronyms and everything down by the time this is all over with. So make sure that you are calling our call center. They will not be working on Sunday. So all of that information will be on our website as well. But please go to tampagov.net for all of the information that you need. And if you haven't yet, which I can't imagine that there's anybody that hasn't, you need to text Tampa Ready or Tampa Lista for messages in Spanish, Tampa Ready to 888-777 or Tampa Lista for real-time updates with dealing with the virus. And then for those small business owners, Tampa Biz, B-I-Z, to 888-777. So make sure that you are reaching out. If you have any questions at all, remember at the Crisis Center, 211, they will answer your calls 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And anybody that is struggling with anything, whether it's financial, emotional, whatever it is, they can get you assistance when needed. So they probably can't help your kids with math, but other than that, they can probably take care of any issues that you may have. So the message of the day comes from Ted Kennedy, and that is, what divides us pales in comparison to what unites us. So again, please, during this holiday weekend, just try to be kind. As I've said so many times, is let's make kindness more contagious than this virus in our community. Make sure you tune in for our dance party tonight at 6. I want to see all of those moves like Shakira, see how many of you live in our community. That will not be me. And then share your pictures at City of Tampa or hashtag HappyAtHomeTPA. So please, please, please share all of that information. And remember, stay safe, stay calm, stay kind, and above all else, stay at home.